Bright lights, big city, the life most people dream of, the good life. But what happens when that dream is deferred? What happens when life in the big bright city goes dim? What do you do? Where do you go? Well, this is the story of three men in that exact situation. The loyal friend who pleads for another way to get it. The stick-up kid who only knows one way to get it. And the bookie who knows how to keep it.
My nigga hit me up on the low. The well ran dry and he got nowhere to go. And he really need dough, so we gotta pull a mo. And since I'm his nigga, I'ma be the one to go. Reluctantly I am, but I'm trying to talk sense. Why ain't thinking about dollar situation getting tense? He hearing all my pleas looking like, nigga please, I gotta get this cheese, was his only defense. We both got quiet in the bucket without looking at him. Said fuck it, we gotta get it, took another shot of liquor. Nighttime came, then the rain, then the flame. As he hopped out in the car, it'll never be the same. The feeling that I got is he ran up in the spot. A couple minutes later, it's surrounded by the cops. The paramedics came, say somebody been shot. I hope it ain't my nigga though.
Dang. The lawyer friend doesn't want the stick-up kid to take his usual means to an end. But this go-round is not like the others. This go-round, he has no real plan. He knows there's a great chance this won't end like the other times. But him being a loyal friend, he pushes fate aside and off on a mission they ride.
Look, nigga chill, let me do this. Hit this tank array if you need help getting through this. I've been through this scenario about 100 times. I even seen the drop, it ain't no turning back. You see this heater cock? I ain't no fool and I don't wanna go to prison. But I'm thirsty for the shine and he just happened to be glistening. I ain't got a pot to piss in, it ain't even his money. He just caking off a nigga's ass, betting like some dummies. Fuck it, I'm going in, just leave the motor running. Cash your bullets, I'm coming out, holding something. My conscious controller dumping. For kids I chill, but I don't see no fucking kids, so I roll up trail. One nigga, one table, 4 bags on the floor. I'm like jackpot, but should I ask if there's more? Got my back to the door, that's a rookie mistake. It's always extra heat around when it's cookies to bake. Dang.
Not able to live any of the dreams the city has to offer, the stick-up kid resorts to what he knows best. Throwing caution to the wind and his loyal friends pleas to the side, he embarks on what will end up being a brainless mission. Tonight he will be gambling with the bookie, but only this time it will be with his life instead of his money.
Not to the naked eye, you'd assume I was alone, but that's not how I maneuver. Too much moolah in my home. One or two Rottweilers, a security code. I live in fear of the feds, I'm over 1 million sold. Had to sponsor a shooter, and he's usually round. Even bought him a Ruger, I told my niggas stay down. All they need is the word to put a heat on a herd. He asked me what I was doing, who I was feeding these birds. Brothers from out of town that I met years ago. Introduced by a mutual friend who's now a foe. Still I don't trust him for reasons I never know. For the first time he stuttered when he said hello. I got exactly what he asked for. 4 bags on the floor, pulled his gat and he asked for more. He ain't know just what I had in store for him. Do you think he made it past the door? Nah.
The life of a bookie is full of strange occurrences. A well-adjusted and equally intelligent bookie knows this and plans accordingly. You see, a bookie, true to his life choices, has a sixth sense about these happenings, sort of like ESP, and well, tonight was no different. Tonight would prove to be a test of all his lessons of the concrete jungle. Will he pass